You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
The title of our series is Amazing Grace. The word grace is very familiar to us simply because all of us are a product of God's grace. Do you agree with me? Because the Bible says by grace, again, we have been saved through faith. And that's why grace, when we think about grace, we usually think about salvation. And yes, that's what we call saving grace. But grace has many facets, many faces. And that's what we're going to do in this series. This is a 5-week series. We will look at the different angles, different faces of grace for 5 weeks. We will start today with the topic justifying grace. Next week, I believe, was the sanctifying grace, inviting grace. 3rd week, enriching grace and sufficient grace in the following weeks. We want you to finish the whole topics or maybe invite your friends because we believe that this year will be a year of grace for all of us. 2020 vision, we are praying that God will clarify the meaning of grace and allow us to experience grace for the whole year. So now we'll start with justifying grace. I just want to start with a question. How many of you here, you've been judged before? And maybe how many of you started with your faith goals? And sometimes we write our faith goals, meaning our goals this year by faith. You want to buy a house, you want a new car, or salary increase, promotion in the work, healing, or you want to be healthy this year. So you want to write it, hoping and praying that it will be fulfilled at the end of the year. Just like us, me and my wife, we started exercising again because our results in the blood chemistry, blood pressure, the sugar, cholesterol, tumaas na. So we decided we will exercise because our goal is maintenance-free. Sabi nila, may forever ba? Yes, meron. Ano? Forever maintenance hanggang mamatay. So we don't want that. Okay, we don't want that in our lives. So we decided, we went to the doctor. The doctor said, Pastor, if you want to really live long, no, we need to be drastic and aggressive now. Ano yan, doctor? Sabi niya, you need to drink medicine, healthy diet, and exercise. So we decided to exercise. Ang sa amin, CrossFit. Some of you may be familiar with CrossFit or circuit training. So lahat, the whole body is involved in exercise. So we did that for 4 months. But now, here comes December. So, lechon, mga celebration, birthday, marami. So maraming kain, marami din vacation, wala exercise. Now, we want to start this year. It's so hard. Just waking up early in the morning, you're telling yourself, ang sarap matulog, malamig, di ba? You overtime last night in fellowship, kains. It's so hard to go back to the routine. Okay, so sometimes you want something, but there's already a challenge. Okay, or maybe a setback. There is already a testing, a trial, di ba? And sometimes you want to do it, tapos your body is saying, no. It's okay to relax, okay? January pa lang naman, okay? Hanggang February comes and March wala pa rin, hindi pa rin naka-start. Diba? So sometimes, I don't know your situation, you want this something, there is a challenge, a testing, a trial, a setback, and immediately you judge your year, this year, you might end up again failed and defeated. Sometimes your mind is saying, you were defeated or you failed last year. You started a business, did not become successful. It might happen again. Because sometimes we ourselves sometimes judge our year already. This will maybe not a good year for me because I did not start right. Diba? I started, diba? Sometimes pamahiin. Oh, may nangyari. This might be my life the whole year. Diba? You already judge your year. You already judge yourself. So you see, ikaw yun. How about other people? How many of you been judged before? Suplada, di ba? Balimbing. Di ba? So you were judged, you are conceited, arrogant, over on confidence level, iba, di ba? You've been judged by other people. And what did you feel, di ba? Sakit, no? How come, di ba? How can you judge me? Do you really know me? Di ba? And sometimes you want to what? You want to judge them also. But no. Most of the time, we justify ourselves. No, I am not arrogant. I am not like this. If you will only be with me the whole 24/7, you will understand that I'm not arrogant, that I'm not selfish, I'm not suplada, di ba? We want to justify ourselves. But you see, the more you justify, the more you look like and sound like what? Guilty. Tama? You want to justify? Oh, guilty yung brother. Di ba? So meaning you don't have to justify yourself to prove that you are right. Why? Because actually you need someone to justify, to testify for you. So that's other people. So what if you've been accused by someone else? You did something wrong, but you were accused in a court of law. In the court of law, you are accused. There is a witness to testify. There's also a judge. So you see, somebody has to witness for us to testify that you are right. You are not guilty. You are acquitted. You need someone, witness. And the judge will declare the verdict. Yes, of course, you are right. You are righteous. You are set free, acquitted ka because somebody testified for you. Okay, in a court of law. So what if the great judge will search us? Talking about justification. What if the great judge, God, through the Holy Spirit, will search us, our heart, our mind, our thoughts? What if you will invite the Holy Spirit to be with you in the room? You're watching the TV, searching the internet, the teleserie, the pictures. What if the Holy Spirit will search us? What could be the verdict? Will God find us right? Will He find us faithful, like what the Bible says? Will He find us righteous? If God will search us, the words that we speak, sometimes we do something, integrity, they said, is something who you are when you are alone. Do we have good thoughts? Or maybe filled by the lustful thoughts? Or hatred? Or we judge other people? Grabe, no? So you see, if God will search all of us, what will God find? Will He declare us righteous, pure, and holy? That is the question I want you to think as we study the Word of God. So now I want to answer that question. Because again, if the Holy Spirit will search us now, will He find us righteous? Or who can testify us? No. That person is righteous. Who will be your or our witness? Because ang judge, we know already it's God, but somebody has to testify that we are righteous. Do you have a witness? Okay? We'll answer that as we study the Word of God. So, Titus chapter 3, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Verse 4, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. For us to understand the scriptures that we've read, let me give you a short background of Titus. Again, Titus is a disciple of Paul. So meaning Paul met him, I believe, in the place called Crete. Okay? And Paul was the one who shared the gospel to Titus, and Titus accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior when he heard the gospel through Apostle Paul. I believe they started the church in Crete. Okay, at this point, there are churches already in Crete. And Apostle Paul wrote this letter to instruct Titus to appoint elders to help him advance the kingdom of God and build the church. That's why in chapter 1, he enumerated the qualifications for elders. Not only that, he mentioned in verse 10, "For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party." So in the church, there are a group of people who are actually teaching a false or wrong teachings. They call themselves the circumcision group. And Paul told Titus, verse 15, "Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no one disregard you." Okay, he told Titus to correct them, these false teachers, and rebuke them with full authority. Yes, you are a young pastor, but do not be afraid, because the position and the authority that you have came from God, did not come from man, but from God. That's why you need to rebuke and correct them. So that's the background. And now, chapter 3, the scriptures that we've read, Paul was telling Titus to remind them as part of rebuke, correction, and exhortation, encouragement to the people. You need to remind them. That's why verse 3 says, "For we ourselves were once foolish," okay, "disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice, envy, hated by others, and hating one another." Okay? He listed all the sins that we did in the past. Maybe some of them are not here, or some of our sins were not here. But the moment we say, "We did not sin," my friend, we already sinned. That's pride. Okay? You're saying, "Pastor, wala dyan sinabi mo yung sin ko." It's okay. We all have sinned. Apostle Paul told Titus to remind these people, remember your life in the past. Remember what you did before. Remember where we are before. We were sinners. We were entangled in sin. And we don't have the power and the capacity to get out from that sin because we were slaves of sin. And the Bible says, even in Romans, that because of sin, we are dead. Dead spiritually. Okay? So we don't have the power to get out on that struggle, on that sin in the past. You see, it's good for us to be reminded. And sometimes it's good for us to remember. Why? So that today, we can appreciate. Because what Paul said, remember your life before Christ. How many of you can still remember those sins that we have done in the past? We need to remind ourselves. Another pastor said, if you ever wake up in the morning, his encouragement is, look at your face in the mirror. And hopefully we can be reminded so that today we can thank God and we can appreciate what Christ did on the cross for us. Diba? Sometimes we can think, I don't have a reason today to celebrate or maybe worship. I don't have a reason to thank God. No, my friend. Just remember your life before. Kung sa Tagalog pa, saan tayo pupulutin if Jesus did not die for us? If Jesus did not reach out on us? Where are we right now? What is our condition without Christ in our lives today? We need to remember. Why? Because on the next verse, he said, again, "For we ourselves," but verse 4 says, in contrast, he said, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared. Wow, there is a contrast. Apostle Paul wants to remember our life before Christ. And we need to also remember our life saved by Christ today, so that we can rejoice, we can worship, we can glorify Him if we realize, wow, look at you now. We've been saved by Jesus Christ. Why don't we give Jesus a round of applause? Thank you, Lord. Diba? Can you relate with me? When was the last time you thanked God? Could be 5 days ago, sometimes 1 week ago. Ang mahirap dyan. A month ago. Diba? Sometimes when we wake up in the morning, ano na, negative agad, no? Oh, may gastusin, allowance ng bata, or babayaran, electric bills, water bills, lahat na bills. Diba? Negative agad. But for me, it's good to start with, Lord, salamat, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the sun. Thank you, Lord. Buhay pa. Woke up alive. Did not die, di ba? And that is a great reason to rejoice. Why? Because, again, oh, it's because of the grace of God. So He gave us a contrast of our life before Christ and our life saved by Christ and life with Christ today, so that I believe we can thank God, we can worship Him and honor Him today. Verse 4 says, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, He said, verse 5, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own what? His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Wow. So I believe, no, Titus wrote, Christ save us, yes. The motivation was goodness and loving kindness. Anyway, just want to hammer this. This is God, the expression, the goodness of God and the loving kindness of God is the nature and character of God. It was manifested, it was expressed by Jesus Christ when He sent from heaven to come here on earth to die on the cross. That was an expression of the goodness and the loving kindness of God to the whole human race. Remember in Colossians, Jesus Christ is the direct representation of God. Meaning if you want to know God, the representative is Jesus Christ. Loving kindness, goodness. Wow. The love of God for us. You see, God wants to always reveal Himself. I don't think God has a problem revealing Himself. Wala. God doesn't have a problem. In fact, the Word of God was written for us to know God. And I believe God is revealing Himself to us every day. But the problem is kita. Are we attentive to listen? Are we attentive to recognize that it's Him? Or do we have a desire to know God? So this year, that's also one of my realizations. Lord, salamat. Thank you for talking to me every day. In fact, the Bible says, this is a side note, the thoughts of God. How many of you here you're asking, Lord, do you think of me every day or maybe sometimes? How many of you have asked that question to the Lord? Okay, ako lang. Sige. Diba? I ask God sometimes. And the answer, okay, Psalm 139, the thoughts of God is like the sands in the seashore. Apo island, dawin. Have you tried counting the grain of sand on the beach? Wala, diba? Kasi it's so immense. It's so vast, it's so many, you cannot. That's the thoughts of God for you and me. Wow. Have you tried counting the hairs of your brother, sister? Wala, no? Dami. Bible says God counted our hairs, my friend. Took the time. Diba? The loving kindness and the goodness of God. We are very, very loved. And the thought is this, we don't deserve it. Wow. Now, yes, let's move on the next verse. What is the motive why He saved us? Because of His goodness and loving kindness. But He also has a reason. What are the reasons why God, Jesus Christ, saved us? And verse 5 says, not because of our good works done in righteousness. So meaning He saved us not because we are good. Because the truth is, we are not good. Diba? Just count the good things you've done last week. We are not good. We are not righteous. You see, the witness, Holy Spirit will search us. Ako mismo. Sometimes they judge me. Oy, mabait, bait mo naman, pastor. Kasi silent type kuya mo. So, mabait. Hindi nila alam, no? There are many wrong thoughts in my mind. I could have killed another person while driving. Somebody cut me, napatay ko na siya in my thoughts. Diba? So, again, we are not good. Talking about justification, you see the law, talking about goodness. The law says, 10 commandments na lang. If you fulfilled 9, how many of here you have fulfilled 9 commandments? For example, you fulfilled the 9 commandments today, subong, this day lang, and you failed on 1. The law says, you still failed. Because the demand of the law is perfection. It's all or nothing. You see, so meaning nobody will be righteous if the standard is the law. If the measurement is the law, nobody will be declared righteous. I have here an instrument. Okay, the architects or engineers call this level, tama. And it is used to measure the surface if it's really level. For example, this one. So ito, it's level because the bubble is in the middle. It's level. But sometimes if there are rough edges, it will tilt. Okay? Or if it's not really balanced, the bubble will tilt. So you see, if God will use the law in our lives and He will measure us with His law, my friend, we will not measure up. We will be disqualified because we will always fall short. That's what the Bible says, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all of us has fallen short. We did not measure up. We did not meet the standard. If the law is the measurement and the standard. Okay, that's why He saved us, not because of our own good works. We did some good works, pero if we count the good works with the sins that we have done, voila. Our sin will eat up all our good works. We will be overwhelmed like an ocean, voila. Because we are sinners. So what is the reason why He saved us? First one mentioned here, because of His own mercy. The mercy of God, which is new every morning. Grabe, no? If you need to be forgiven every day, the good news is it's available for us. Why? Because of the mercy. What's the meaning of mercy? Mercy means God gave us what we don't deserve. God gave us what we don't deserve. Why? On the other hand, what do we deserve because of our sin? We deserve what? Penalty. We deserve what? Punishment. We deserve what? We deserve hell. We deserve death because of our sins. And mercy is this. He did not give us what we don't deserve. Instead of giving us penalty, punishment, death, He gave us life, salvation, blessings. That's the grace of God. Can you imagine that? So do we have reasons to worship and praise the Lord? Yes, there are a lot. Diba? Not only that, not only mercy, but we were regenerated. So meaning, before when we sin, our spirit is dead. Spiritually dead. But when we were saved instantly, just like a megawatt, electricity. We were charged by the Holy Spirit, and instantly our spirit came alive because of what Christ did on the cross. Regeneration. That's what we call born again. Our dead spirit were alive again, born again. We were washed by the blood of Jesus. He took our shame, took our guilt, gave us forgiveness, and washed us with His blood. Blood wash. Regenerated. Not only that, renewed. Renewal of the Holy Spirit. We were changed. We were transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? Renewal of the mind. It will happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow, that's what Christ did to us. And verse 7 says, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Richly, not sparingly or not poorly, but richly. He poured out His mercy, poured out His grace, poured out His love on us. Thank you, Lord. So that, verse 7, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So Christ saved us not only with His own mercy, but with His grace. The grace of God. So what's the meaning of grace? The meaning of grace. There are a lot of meanings, but I just want to share to you the one I studied. The grace for me, it means it's a free and merited favor of God manifested in salvation of sinners and bestowal of blessings. My friend, it's free. It's what Ephesians 2 verse 8 says. We have been saved by grace. Not because we are good. Sometimes, paano masave? You will pray. Oh, I don't think that's grace. It's works. It's free given to us. But somebody will give a gift to you on your birthday. What do you say? How much? Diba? I will pay. Then it's not a gift anymore because you paid for it. You already bought. It's not a gift. So again, salvation is free. We don't have to pay for it. In fact, we cannot pay for it. We don't have what it takes to pay for our salvation. We don't have to earn it because it's a gift freely given. Okay, remember we did not measure up. Remember we have fallen short. So every time we will try to buy and earn salvation, to earn the love of God, earn the acceptance of the Lord, we will always fall short. Sa Ilonggo, kabus. Hindi pwede. Kulang. Tinimbang ka, ngunit kulang. That's what the movie says. Wala, kulang. Because it's by grace. It's a favor of God. In the Greek word means charis. Favor, meaning God extended to us. He was the one who extended, reached out on us. Hindi tayo. Wala. When we were sin before, wala. We were enjoying the sin. We don't care about God until God reached out on us. That's the grace of God. And we receive blessings by the grace of God. Justified by His grace, not by good works. I just want to give you anong meaning of justified. Justified means, in relation to Christianity, we were made righteous by the Lord, cleared of all charges or punishment related to their sins, and made right by the grace of God. Justified, court of law. Meaning, if we stand before God today in heaven, let's imagine if heaven is a court or justice, and there is a judge, God. And we are being judged as a person. Investigated, search. How can we be justified if the Holy Spirit will search us? All our wrong thoughts, negative thoughts, lustful thoughts, all our hatred, our emotions, anger, all our sins. What is the verdict again? Verdict is we are not righteous. Verdict is guilty. It depends kung anong punishment. And for us to be acquitted, for us to be discharged of the accused, we need a witness. Kasi wala eh. We were already judged. We were already condemned. Wala na. We are not righteous, guilty tayong lahat. Meaning, ang punishment, impyerno, hell. All of us, Romans 3:23. Wow. But the good news is this, the gospel says, but because we were measured, not on the law, we were measured by mercy and grace of God, we were saved. What happened? I want to tell you. The Savior appeared. Meaning my judge, somebody has to witness, to testify. He sent His one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as a witness. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood. The witness came. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 12. He made Him to be no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him we will receive righteousness. So the witness was sent, Jesus Christ. But when the witness searched us, He will always tell the truth, right? Promise ng witness, tell the truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. When Jesus Christ searched us, our intentions, our motivations, our desires, our lifestyle declared guilty. But the witness said, no, I will not judge. He pleaded to the judge, I will stand in the gap. And the witness said, I will die for them. So all the punishment, justification, all the charges, all the penalties of our sin was given to the witness. And the verdict for the witness, death on the cross. Capital punishment. That's why Jesus Christ was crucified, was beaten, He suffered so much pain. He shed His precious blood because all our sins yesterday, today, and future was given to Him. That's why today we can receive righteousness. We can be forgiven of our sins. We were saved today. And we can obey His word because the witness died for us. So what's the significance to us today? My friend, do not stay in your guilt. Do not stay in your shame. Do not dwell in the past. Past mistakes, past struggles, or even if you're struggling today, my friend, the witness, the Savior, Jesus Christ, already died for you on the cross. He was judged so that we will not be judged anymore. So today, our response today should be, Lord, I want to put my faith on You. I want to put my trust on You. What You have done for me on the cross. And I want to receive Your holiness, Your righteousness, Your purity today. Amen.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.